Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un sausage burrito es solo $1.50. Así que échale salsa picante o ketchup a tu sausage burrito con todo en McDonald's. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com. Now.
Getting ready for the second half with Mike Carver.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
And Joe Lisi.
Toga! Toga!
You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout, come on now.
And we're back, hour number two. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Get Joe's 7 Diamond Play of the Weekend, which sounds like it's Texas A&M.
No, not
in Tuscaloosa. So
that bothers you. I could tell that bothers you.
Well, look, it is what it is. And I went to the well last year, and Texas A&M beat him outright.
And I was on the A&M first half.
This is a different
game.
This is a different beast. This is after an off season of a little back and forth, Jimbo and Nick. Texas A&M coming in a little bit of a wounded duck here on Saturday. I don't even care if Bryce Young plays. That kid Gibbs will run for about 275 and 4 touchdowns if he doesn't. So I'm not worried about it, Joe.
Laying the lumber. You have a lot of bravado, son. You got a lot of bravado.
And I'm just letting you know, they picked that. CBS gets two of those 8 o'clock SEC games a year. They pick them months in advance. They always take Alabama, LSU.
I'll just say, what does that have to do with Joe Poe betting Alabama? It's what's fresh in their minds.
Joe,
they watch
the public bets Alabama every week.
Yeah, but this is even more so with A&M coming off the loss.
Joe, every week Alabama, everybody goes to the window with Alabama every week.
Jimbo called out.
They're one of the most popular bets every week because they're Alabama. That's why.
Let me ask you a question, tough guy.
Tough guy, go ahead.
I'm kidding. How many times has Nick covered against assistants the last 3 times? What's his record? 0-3, right? Is it 0-3? Did he cover against Sark? That's all I want to know.
Sark was his assistant for 6 months, Joe. I mean, come on.
It was not.
The guy didn't even get to buy an apartment in Tuscaloosa. He ran off to Texas. Come on.
He'll be selling that house in Texas when they lose to Oklahoma this week. Listen to me for a second. Let me ask you. Just answer the question. You're on the you put your hand on the Bible. You're in the booth or whatever it is, and I'm asking the question. What's Nick Saban's record the last 3 times he faced an assistant ATS? I'm waiting.
I don't care. How about that?
0-3. So the bravado.
Okay,
you know,
so let's look at the 0-3. So the Texas game at Sark, which I get you obviously, sure, fine.
Okay.
The national championship game against Kirby, right?
And Jimbo. And Jimbo.
Well, what about the SEC title game?
What about it?
Didn't they play Georgia in that game?
Yeah.
Didn't they beat him?
Yep.
Okay. So does that game not count?
Wasn't 1-3.
Okay. There we go. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have everybody with us here. We do have other things to get to, Joe. I know that we could probably, you want to do college football both hours every night, but we'll have to do the other games tomorrow night. Are you okay with that? Is that all right?
Yeah, we got to put it on our SGP.
We're going to do that next set. We'll start to build the SGP for the Colts and the Broncos, which, let me just tell you this. I saw this. Obviously, the Colts are going to be without their two best players. Their best offensive player and their best defensive player.
I love them.
Why is the line not moved more? They're not going to have Taylor, and they're not going to have Leonard.
This is my favorite NFL.
Why is it only 3.5? And the Colts, aside from the Chief game, they've been awful. Why is it only 3.5? I get it. The Broncos haven't been that great either.
They're sucking you in.
I'm on the Colts tomorrow night.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You're on the Colts?
I'm on the Colts tomorrow night.
Nah, not gonna. No way. No way. No way. I'm taking the Broncos.
Low total, too. That's a Joe Lisi over 42.
That's a Joe Lisi over. Can here's the thing. Who needs to break out? No Javonte Williams, no Jonathan Taylor. They offset. We go to your boy Melvin Gordon,
I don't know
maybe?
About that offset. Well, I mean, Jonathan Taylor was they offset? The guy was almost an MVP conversation
starting
last year, Jonathan Taylor.
Starting running backs.
Come on.
Jonathan,
you can't
Taylor
put those guys in the same breath.
I just did.
You know what Javonte Williams has done in the NFL? Nothing.
Starter.
Nothing.
He's
another guy, another Denver guy who got pumped up before ever doing anything.
Hang on, RB1. Isn't that what everybody likes to do?
So you're telling me
RB1?
How
RB1.
Could you even possibly put him
Make
in the same
GIF.
Class
put out,
after
put out
the season GIF. That Taylor had last year?
Put out the GIF, the Javonte Williams.
Please. That's a bad job by you right there, Joe. It's a bad job. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. We'll come back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
I'll tell you what then. Why don't you call me sometime when you have no class?
Standing in the rain.
Yeah.
With his head hung low.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. With a sold-out show. Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. So Thursday night football, Colts go to Denver. Colts, for the most part, have been awful this year, but they somehow beat the Chiefs in Week 3, so you figure it out. Denver has also looked awful, but they're 2-2.
Okay.
I don't know how they beat the 49ers in that home game on Sunday night. That was a miserable game. I don't know, Joe. I think Wilson's a little banged up. He's going to play. There's no problem there, but shoulder was giving him problems the other night against the Raiders. If it's 3.5 or more, I'm taking the Colts.
Good luck.
All right.
I'm taking the over.
So I can already tell that this is just going to be a waste of time, me and you trying to put the SGP together. We're on opposite sides.
Why?
It's just not going to go well, I could see.
You get two picks, I get two picks, and we're a team. And just like a marriage... I'm not going to walk out on you, Bubby. I'm not Tom Brady, all right? All right?
Yep.
I'm in it for the long haul, okay? I'm going to make it work. All right? We'll talk it out. We'll get over our differences. All right? This is my second go-round. I'll make it work, Bubby.
Sure.
Don't worry. All right?
Are we doing this now? Is that what you want to do?
You tell me. You're the boss. You're driving the bus. It's your vehicle.
All right. What do you want to do for this thing?
You see, communication's important, and I don't like your tone to start.
Mm.
All right, so I'll go first. And I think you'll like this. Melvin Gordon at +120. You like Melvin Gordon. You always play him. So you see how I compromise?
Can he actually hold on to the football?
Great question.
God. I mean, how many fumbles does he have inside the 5 this year already? But I'm willing to go with you on the touchdown for Gordon.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right, Melvin Gordon. What's yours?
P. Pittman Jr. alt receiving 80 plus. +158 Yeah, right?
What is it?
Michael Pittman Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Alt receiving yards.
Right.
80 plus at +158
All right. It's always got to be. Can't just get something normal. Got to always.
No, I want. If I'm taking one of these swings with these risk free SGPs, I'm going for big numbers, Joe. I'm not
all
here
right,
to.
All right, and we're.
I'm not here to get my money back.
Every time
I'm not here to get my money back.
Let me think of this here. Man, I don't like this. All right, you ready?
Yeah, what do you got?
You're not going to like this, but I'm going to go Russ Wilson.
Yeah.
Alt 250 plus at +154 They got no running game. They're not going to utilize Javonte Williams. Come on. Like, seriously.
Yeah. All right. Now we need one more, huh?
Yeah.
Colts +3.5 You want to put that in there?
No. Stop! I'll veto that right now.
All right, it's got to be a prop. It's got to be a prop.
It's got to be a prop. Come on. Come on. Think hard. I feel wood burning in that brain of yours.
Yeah, I know. This is tough.
I was close last week without you, by the way.
Were you?
Yeah. I had Joe Mixon to score, Jamar Chase over, and I needed the over, and I needed 6 yards for Mixon on the ground. I would have won.
Mo Alley Cox over 20.5 receiving yards. Over 20.5
Oh, God, I was looking at Mo Alley Cox. All right, put him in.
Put him in. So is this what we're going with?
Yeah, where is Mo? Over 20.5 right?
Yeah, go to player receiving yards.
Plays 23.93
Pace 23.93 So Melvin Gordon, anytime touchdown. Pittman Jr., 80-plus receiving yards. Russell Wilson, 250-plus passing yards. I can see it already. And Mo Alley Cox, over 20.5 receiving yards. +2393 So if you have the $10 freebie, which I think is the standard, Joe, they actually bumped me up to 20 this week.
Yeah, I have a little bit more than that.
I know you do, but 10 seems like the standard. So if you do the $10 risk free SGP, it's $239.34 you get back if it hits. So this is what we're doing. I'll put it in now.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
Well, that way we have the same numbers because, like, 2 weeks
ago,
you put it in late, and we had different numbers, and it just
I know it just threw off our G. I got to opt in though first. Hang on, the opt in is important. You can't just put it in without the opt in.
Of course not. I mean, you should have opted in when you got it.
Oh, what is it like? It's just automatic. Do you know they have the search button now?
What do you mean the search button?
You could search your bets.
They've had that for months.
No, they just. Yes, how much do I make a bet? They just advertised it today.
Had it for months.
Carver, it's a new thing that they just came up
it's
with.
It's not
today,
new. You know? It's just they're finally starting to tell people about it.
That's not true.
All right, let's put this in. All right, Gordon. Come on now. Where's the
commissioner? I'm in already. I'm in.
Oh, you already put it in? I'm doing it right now. Well, I built it on the computer. Now I'm going to put it in on the phone.
Let's hope.
Let's hope what?
Let's hope it wins.
Yeah, it would be nice.
I can't
we gotta
take
hit
the
one
aggravation
of these, right?
anymore. The aggravation.
What did I say for Pittman? 80. 80 for
80
Pittman.
Plus. Here we go.
And Mo. Slide the 70 in there. All right. I'm in, Joe. 239. We're in.
What more can you ask for?
I'll tweet it out too after the show. Want me to do that?
Yeah, here's mine, so you could see it. You could tweet it out. I don't care.
I don't want it. You don't need to prove to me that you put it in. What do you think?
You too. Yeah. You know, everybody's a hot shot. Like they gotta see. They gotta see.
Everybody's a hot shot. Joe says. All right, so now we're done with that game. We got the SGP. We'll tweet it out, and we'll tonight, and we'll recap.
Hang on. In a moment. 2 weeks ago. Two weeks ago, he was a sous chef. All of a sudden, now he's a betting expert. You know how that goes, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's a weird.
A couple of things I noticed today in terms of just lines moving a little bit NFL-wise. So Daniel Jones, I guess, kind of practiced today. They really listed him as limited. So that went from 8.5 to 7.5.
I don't care. I'm laying it. And I'll tell you what, I'm taking the over. I've already told you.
Down to 40.5.
Good. I think Green Bay could put up a 30 spot. Could the Giants give us 14?
I don't know. That might be asking a lot, depending on if he plays or not.
They have no wide receivers. I mean, like, seriously, could they just have guys that run a post pattern?
Got the Chargers going down to 2.5.
I don't like them.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. They are gutless. 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver.
You know, I like teachers. If you do something wrong, they make you do it over again.
And Joe Lisi.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh? Oh, it looks good on you, though.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Now, I know that we got a comment, Joe, that they actually lowered it to 3 legs this week. It doesn't matter. Me and you have to do 2 and 2 because we would never agree on a third one. So,
what do you mean they lowered it? It's always been three.
No, I thought it was 4 the last for last week.
It's at least a 3, right? It's at least a 3.
Yeah, that's what they've kind of always been. But I thought 1 week they made it a 4 minimum.
Well, this one says place at 3+ legs. So,
yeah. But it doesn't matter because me and you do 2 and 2 anyway because we can't agree.
Yeah, we
especially in a game where we're on opposite sides. Like I'm on the Colts, you're on the Broncos, so there's just no way that it would work out. That's for sure. We'll do a lot of the NFL. Let's do the Tomlin thing here, Joe, because as we know, Pickett played in the second half on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Scored a couple touchdowns, also threw a bunch of picks, although, you know, we can do the excuse making for a few of them. Hail Marys, this, that, the other. But they're going to throw the kid in, and they're throwing him in quite the spot, Orchard Park, New York, on Sunday. Let's hear from Mike Tomlin now, Joe, to start us off here before we talk about the Steelers and the Bills.
In regards to the quarterback position, we made a change in game, and Kenny will start this week, and I just want to talk about that for a moment. We made the change. Obviously, Mitch's performance was a component of the decision, but not the only component of the decision.
You're a liar.
I just want to be really clear there. Oftentimes, the quarterback position gets too much credit, too much blame. We haven't moved the ball fluidly enough to our liking. We hadn't
put or at all on the board. About not at all.
Quarterback is a component of that, but not the only component. We've all got to absorb the responsibility that comes with what we haven't done, particularly in that phase, including myself and starting with myself. And so, when you make a quarterback change, you're really sensitive to that component of it because I don't want to dump the responsibility of what transpired at Mitch's feet. That's not fair.
Yeah, but that's exactly what you're doing.
That description. But we have it. And so in an effort to be better, in an effort to score more points, in an effort to move the ball more fluidly, we decided to go to Kenny in the hopes that he would provide a spark for us.
Yeah. Well, we'll see, Joe. In the hopes he'll provide a spark for him. It's a very tough spot. They're throwing the kid in. I mean, 14 is the number.
They're
going to
get boat raced. I like the over there, though, because I think he's going to throw some picks.
Didn't we say 40? Didn't we say 47 and a half last night or 48 and a half?
I don't remember.
Down. It definitely went down today. It's 46 and a half now. These totals are so low this week, Joe. I feel like the over started to make a move last week.
So what are you thinking?
I don't know. I think you should play the over in every game on Sunday. I think you'll come out ahead.
I love the college slate. I really do. It's just scary.
This is when it goes back to the college. Always goes back to the college.
No. I'm thinking about
always
the NFL
slate.
Always
goes back to college. Let me ask you a couple other things.
Go ahead.
You comfortable laying a full touchdown with Trevor Lawrence yet?
No. You?
I'm not either. No, I'm not.
But I think I would still lay it. I mean, it's Houston. I mean, come on. I mean, I have no. I think they're gassed too. Are we in agreement that Davis Mills and Trevor could put up some coin and put up some points?
Texans have been a little spunky on the road in Denver and Chicago.
I know, but then every time you get into the heat in Jacksonville, all of a sudden, like I feel like
it's not like Houston's from. You know, the Northeast, Joe. I mean, it's hot down there, too.
Yeah, but there are
domes. It's not Florida hot, but who cares?
Houston's very humid.
You willing to lay 3.5 with the Patriots if Bailey Zappi's
yes.
the starting quarterback?
Yeah, I don't care. I don't think he even throws 20 passes. They run it down their throat. The way Rashad Penny ran on them for 161 yards, you don't think Bill's going to run the football?
So you're saying it's a good week for us to throw some New England stuff in there for the running game. We'll get a little Ramondre Stevenson in.
You think Stevenson or Harris?
How about both of them? Why not both?
Because they do the alt. I was on Harris when he played the Steelers. Every other series, they alternate, him and Stevenson. I don't like that.
Well, maybe on Friday we'll have the actual numbers because right now there's no props up. It's still Wednesday, so we can't get any good prop numbers for Sunday's games. Let's see what it is on Friday. Maybe we can slide both of them in there. Maybe both of them at 70+ or something like that. Let's see what we can get. Do you think the Niners off emotional home primetime game on a Monday, beating up a divisional rival, maybe a little sleepy in Carolina on Sunday?
I think so. I like Carolina in this spot, don't you? Short week.
Like, I want to like them, Joe, but I can't. I just can't keep doing it to myself. Like, they're the one team. They've burned me so much already this year. I just can't. 38.5 in that game, too. Jeez.
Could Baker give you over 200? He sucks lately.
He really has been awful. He's been awful.
He's been terrible.
But they haven't
DJ
been good
Moore
on the road.
Still on that team? Is DJ Moore still on that team?
I don't even,
I haven't seen him in 5 weeks.
He had a touchdown against the Giants. That was it. I think that might be the only ball he caught this year.
Ugh.
You willing to take 5.5 with Cooper Rush in SoFi against the Rams?
Yes. You?
Yeah. I think I am, yeah. I'm in on the Cowboys for 5.5. I know you're on Joey Silk on Sunday night.
Love it.
Joe Silk.
We're taking the over in that game?
Yeah, I feel it's an over type of game.
What about the Jet game? I like Teddy B on the road.
Doesn't he got some silly record as a starter on the road?
Yeah.
Covering ATS. I'll get it up for you during the break, Joe.
And 3 or something.
He's got a ridiculous number as a starting quarterback on the road. I'm on the Dolphins, Joe, on Sunday.
Oh, I'm on the Dolphins. I thought you said
I got no faith. I got no faith in the Jets.
What about the over in that game? I mean, come on, 45.
How much? How much are the Jets scoring?
17.
Yeah, that's not enough if you want that over.
All right, the Jets scored 20. Dolphins 31. 34.
Man, that's 34-20. I don't know, Joe. I think that
he's got two of the elite wide receivers in the game.
I don't like that over. I like a lot of overs this week. That's not one that I like.
Sorry. I like that one.
I like the Bear over. 44. Bears Vikings. Like that over. Like the Giant Packer over. Like the Bill Steeler over. I think the Lion Patriot one too. Lions give up a billion points.
I think the Patriots are going to run all over them.
Okay, so how about like a little 31-14? That does actually, that comes us up short. 31-17. How about that? A little 31-17 Patriots?
Possibly.
And you like the over in the Bengal-Raven game? That's 48.5 now.
I like
48.5. That one game finally in the 50s, Raiders and Chiefs on Monday night. 51.5.
I'm thinking under.
Mahomes has slapped them around. I think he's up 7-1 against the Raiders.
He lost in his house.
I know. That was the game where they drove the bus around, the dopey bus around the stadium afterwards. And then Mahomes paid him back last year. That was the COVID year where they beat him there and they drove the bus around like for
a
victory lap.
There were 13-point dogs in that game.
Yeah. The weekly specials aren't appealing to me either, Joe.
No? No weekly special?
I'm looking now. I don't... How about Barkley and Aaron Jones to each have 100-plus scrimmage yards, plus 350?
That doesn't do it for me. Doesn't wet my palate.
There's not good ones in here. I don't really love these this week. Either Hill, Waddle, or Garrett Wilson or Elijah Moore to have 125 receiving yards, plus 150. You have four cracks.
What was it? Elijah Moore, who? Garrett Wilson?
Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. Either of them, either of those four to have 125 yards receiving at plus 150. And 125 is hefty.
What are they?
I like either Mahomes or Derek Carr to have 350 passing yards at plus 150. You just need one of them to get it. Carr might be down so much he might get it just from having a throw trying to catch up. It's not a good week for this. Minka Fitzpatrick or Poyer to have an interception at plus 250.
It's possible you can get
that one's not bad. That one's not bad. Yeah. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Absolutely love it.
You're listening to Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver.
I'm the one telling you how it is.
And Joe Lisi.
You're a greasy, fast, 200-pound Italian tank.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. I'm going to make it not a football show for the last big segment of the night, Joe. I'm sorry.
Shocker.
Sorry. I gave you as much time as I could. Well, I wanted, you know, baseball's over and we've got the playoffs now. I got numbers for the series. I got the starters for these first game ones. I got low totals here, which usually wets the palate for you. Low totals. I mean, come on. You're not going to be into this at all?
Yeah, but not, I mean, we're in a... tonight, yes. Not the
Let me just tell you something. You got nothing going on Friday at noon for the Rays and the Guardians. You're going to get involved. Right?
Yeah, I guess I'll get involved.
over six, low total of six hanging in the face of Joe Lisi when he wakes up on Friday morning. You're telling me you're not going to go take a swing at that?
Sure.
That low total?
Yeah, why not?
McClanahan and Bieber for the Rays and the Guardians to start the playoffs Friday at noon East. Guardians minus 130, total of six. Phillies and the Cardinals will play at 2 o'clock Eastern on Friday in Game 1 in St. Louis. Zach Wheeler and Adam Wainwright. No total yet on that game, Joe. They're trying to figure it out.
Okay.
Mariners and Blue Jays Friday at 4 o'clock. Louis Castillo and Alek Manoah. Total of 7. And then finally Friday night, 8 o'clock East. Padres and the Mets at Citi Field. Yu Darvish and Max Scherzer in Game 1. Mets minus 142, total 6.5.
It's terrible.
Joe's going to parlay all these overs.
They're
not all going to go over, Joe.
You're lucky if you get one.
Pitching usually rises in the postseason.
I know.
I would take the over in the Ray Guardian game. That's just me. If I had to pick one, depending on what the number is for the Philly game, because I think the Phillies are going to score some runs. I'm on the Phillies for the series, Joe.
You
beat
are?
The Cardinals. Plus 114 for the series. I think they're going to beat them.
The baseball. Here we go with the baseball. More baseball. Baseball.
You thought you were out, Joe, and now we're pulling you back in. You thought you were out.
All right.
What do you got, Joe?
All right, let me look. Let me eyeball this for a second.
I like the Phillies for the series at plus 114. I like the Mariners for the series at plus 148.
All right. No. Where do you
That's
find
the series prices, the playoff matchups under the MLB tab. Got it yet?
Yeah, I got it. You ready?
Yeah.
I like Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay. Can we have any more? All right. Tampa Bay.
There you go. Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay plus the 102.
All right.
And I know the Met fans. Kofikovsky. I hope he's listening.
Taking the Padres?
Padres plus 1. He's got tickets to Game 3. Kofikovsky is going to be the most disappointed man in sports grid. San Diego plus the 164. They bow out early, the Mets.
How about that? Joe Lisi laying the hammer on the Mets. 101 wins. Gone in a weekend. See you later.
You love it, too. You love it, too.
Boy. Wow. You could parlay these, too, Joe, if you want.
Are you shocked?
You could parlay the series ones.
Could I put it with UCLA?
Actually, I was thinking about putting it something with the golf.
I don't even want to hear those.
The Shriners is in Vegas starting tomorrow. Cantlay's the favorite at plus 650. Not gonna lie, I got a ticket in on Maverick McNeely at 44-1.
You're crazy.
And Seamus Power at 50-1 too.
I'm all in this weekend on the. I'm locked. As soon as college football today is over, I'm headed straight to the sports bar.
Really?
Yeah. I need to watch, and I have to go to a bar. Last week was not good. And just so you know, I go to different places. Like, if the mojo is not good, I don't go to that place again.
So you won't go to the same place or sit in the same chair twice?
Very good possibility.
Things don't go your way.
Correct.
Wow. So you want to put something with the golf?
There he goes with the golf again. I'll put the baseball with the golf.
All right, let's play the Phillies to win the series against St. Louis. And let's put it with the golf.
Why the Phillies?
I like
they have no bullpen. They have no bullpen.
That's true. Who do you want to? So why the Padres? Just because the Mets?
Well, because I think the Mets are emotionally gassed. I think the Mets, all the pressure on them now. They went from, you know, front runners winning the division.
Well, they spent 175 days in first place.
I know. And I just think the Padres haven't played well in the regular season, but they got this team together, obviously, for the postseason.
So why don't we play the Mariners? Let's play the Mariners.
I don't like that game. Toronto could hit home runs. I like teams that could play small ball. Give me Tampa Bay.
I think Cleveland's going to beat them. We're on opposite sides on every series. I don't think the Rays are like the Rays are. This isn't the same Rays team as the last few years.
You keep saying that, but they're here.
They've lost five in a row going into it. They're just not the same team. They're not the same Ray team. They're not as fundamentally crisp as the last few years. Their pitching isn't as good as the last few years. It's not at the Ray team that you're thinking of the last 3 or 4 years.
Oh, you said that about Tampa Bay Lightning, too, and they went to the finals again.
Oh, I did not say any such thing about the Tampa Bay Lightning. What I said to you about the Tampa Bay Lightning was I thought they were going to be out of gas from winning back-to-back cups and playing all that hockey in just a short amount of time.
They weren't.
That's a different than talking about this isn't the same team. This team isn't as good.
Yeah, there was a couple of moments you were throwing out, not the same team, not the team. Vasilevsky.
Well, yes, I said that the Lightning lost their sandpaper.
Sandpaper. So now we're getting back. I remember everything. I'm like an elephant.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of things I can remember too, Joe.
Whoa.
So we're on opposite sides in every baseball. So you're on the Cardinals, huh? You're a Redbird fan now? You're in on the Cardinals, I guess.
I am.
You're on the Pujols train? All right. So you're on that, and you're on the Padres. See, I'd like to take the Padres.
I like the Blue Jays, and I like Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I'm on Cleveland and Seattle.
Okay.
So I guess we're not going to be able to do this.
So what do you want to do? We're not going to – you see, that bothers you that I'm not going to be – I put a kibosh to it.
Yeah. I guess we could try. You want to hit the Padres and go after the Mets this weekend? You want to
come
do
on?
That?
Let's do it. Let's do the Padres.
All right, we got to put something with the golf then too.
All right, somebody said Kim. I don't know.
Yeah, Tom Kim. Well, we can't put an outright with this. We need to do like a top 10,
top 20.
Cantlay's finished in the top 10 all four times that he's been in this tournament.
You know I hate the golf. You know I can't stand the golf. Like. You know I can't. It drives me absolutely.
All right, here's what we'll do. Here's what we'll do. You ready? Let's take the Padres to win the series against the Mets. This is a fun bet. Let's put Maverick McNeely for a top 20.
Where is that?
go to the golf.
I'm on the golf. Where is it? Miscut.
No, finishing positions.
Here we go.
All right, here we go. You ready? I got it for you.
First of all, Maverick McNeely should be riding like a Dodge,
listen, on this
NASCAR.
Is a fun, no? This is a fun $10 bet, okay? This is all you need to put down is 10 for this.
How about this guy, Seamus Power?
No, forget. That's what we're going to do. We're going to put Seamus Power, Maverick McNeely, both to finish in the top 20, and the Padres to win the series against the Mets. $10 bet wins you $313.
All right.
You good for that?
Yeah, where do I find... It's a top 20, Maverick.
Top 20, Maverick McNeely, plus 250. Seamus Power, plus 250.
Why do we have to have two guys in there?
Well, I mean, what? You want to just do one, and then what are you going to put? It's a plus 824. I mean,
Here we go.
Why can't we do a little? Be a little glutton about it here? I mean, why don't we just?
I put it in for a happy meal. All right.
That's what I'm saying. Like $10, $313 for the payout. What's the problem?
I just did it for a happy meal.
Power and McNeil to finish in the top 20. And the Padres to win the series against the Mets.
Yes.
Okay. Plus 3134.
I'm in already. You got me involved. Congrats. Bad influence. You should be wearing a leather jacket and smoking a cigarette like Rob Lowe.
Yeah,
you really should be.
The Shriners Classic out there in Vegas.
Two things you should never be, okay? A motivational speaker, okay? I say that to this day. Kid, you don't have what it takes. Don't follow your dreams. Follow a different career. Just totally blunt. Don't ever be a motivational speaker. And the second is, like, honestly, don't hang around anybody with a problem because you could push them right over the edge.
Sheamus Power and Maverick McNeely. Oh, boy.
You can make somebody jump off a bridge. All right, I'll just do it already, okay?
All right, I'm in, too. 31-34.
All right, we're in for these two. I'm not going to watch a stitch of this. When do these two humps, when do they tee off?
Well, the golf starts tomorrow, round one.
Oh, God. These two guys. These two guys.
McNeely and Power, top 20. We got a little juice with the golf now the next few days.
Maverick McNeely. It sounds like the guy from Cars. What the heck was his name?
Lightning McQueen.
Lightning McQueen. I feel like he should be driving a race car or something, this guy. Let alone a 7-iron. Hey, give me the 7-iron. Hang on. Stuff you get me involved in, really.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back, wrap this puppy up right after.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver.
There's no crying in baseball!
And Joe Lisi.
Today, this is my guest, Mr. Wang. No offense.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Good to have you aboard. As we're wrapping this one up, we got Joe in on a golf bet this weekend, so that's really all that matters. Yeah, that's it. So you're going to be more into the college football Friday night than the Met-Padre game?
You want me to lie?
All right, well, I'll have the Met-Padre game on then.
I mean, it's Nevada.
That's probably, honestly, that Nevada-Colorado State game might be the worst game on the entire schedule this week.
Oh, come on.
Both of those teams suck. And what do you got? How's that guy doing who left Nevada for Colorado State for Fort Collins? How's he making out?
Great.
Yeah, he's doing real well. Nice move. Seriously, you don't regret that already? I'm sure they're paying him more, but.
So what do you think? What do you think? What are you going to be watching? You're not going to watch Houston and your boy Holgerson?
No, I'm not playing that game. I told you what I like on Friday night already. We'll revisit it tomorrow. I like Rutgers and I like UNLV.
It's not even on the board, so I can't. I mean, that's a game I can't even bet. So.
Oh, it's about time. There's something I can bet that you can't. It's about time. It's pretty rare.
Hey, but I told you, take your boy Abudo out and What is it?
Joe Adabo.
Abudo, Adabo. Same thing.
All right, Joe. So tomorrow night, we will have the Broncos and the Colts, Thursday night football. We will preview the Friday college football. We'll preview all the baseball for Friday, too. We'll get into the NFL more as well. A lot to do. Great job by Mike Demergis. Carver and Lisi, have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow night right here on the grid.